Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 461 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm joined via Skype by actor Benita Allen, and we're going to discuss her role in Alone Together, which happens to be the latest offering from Chapman's Barn Dinner Theater. But we're going to get into that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Bad credit? No credit? High-interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
All right, IDSers, I'm joined by actor Benita Allen, and she's going to talk about her role in Alone Together, which is current offering at Chapman's Barn Dinner Theater. So, welcome, Benita. How are you?
I'm doing great, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, Alone Together. Now, give me the basic 50-cent tour of the plot line, and then we'll go from there.
Sure. Alone Together is a comedy, as are most of the offerings at Chapman's Barn, written by a guy named Lawrence Roman back in the early 1980s. It's about a middle-aged couple who are so excited because their third and final child has finally left the nest, and they've been married for 30 years, married very young. So this is their first opportunity, really, as a couple to be alone together. And they're thrilled, as a lot of empty nesters are, to be planning trips to Europe, planning cruises, doing all these wonderful things. And, of course, just having the house to themselves, you know, after raising three boys. And especially for Helene, the character that I play, it's sort of a rebirth for her because she wants to start painting again and really renew her individual interests as a woman outside of being a wife and a mother. And, of course, as fate would have it, the three boys start coming back, boomerang, as they say, because they can't deal with life's troubles. One is kicked out by his wife. The other is having trouble at MIT where he teaches. And the other kid, I think, well, I don't want to give up all the spoilers, but the other kid comes home for a sort of unrelated reason, but it's basically how this couple just rolls with it and how their marriage rolls with it too, and how they deal with having, you know, three adult sons in the house again. I get to have a little nervous breakdown, which is always fun, and I get to kiss Charlie Winton on stage, and who could argue with that kind of fun, you know? Yeah. Well, you might, but yeah.
She's no John Malden, I'll just say that.
Well, I know that for sure because I had to kiss you both in the last show I did at the barn, so there. But the last time I saw you, the last time I saw you, I think you were wearing a dress.
Yeah,
is that
well,
right?
Well, it's a barn show. So you've got the three boys, which I only have one, but I can't imagine having three in the chaos that would bring into a person's life. So who are your sons? Who are the actors?
Well, the actors are, let me make sure I get everybody's name correctly. We have Austin Olive, who I think most people will remember from, the last musical at the barn. He's a great young actor. And he kind of plays the son who's sort of a macho sales type. He really doesn't have a clue how he affects other people. He's kind of a womanizer. And, you know, a real sweetheart, but just really a little selfish. And, you know, I think he's probably the most problematic for Helene, because she can see that mistakes must have been made in raising this child if he can be such a cheater in his marriage and, you know, so unconscious, you know, in his behavior. But he's also probably the funniest because he just has no clue what a jerk he is. And then Brett Cantrell, who's also a barn favorite, he just finished Arsenic and Old Lace. There is my oldest son, Michael, and he's the one who is sort of the nutty professor from MIT who's having maybe a little bit of an early midlife crisis. He comes home because he can't face basically his limitations, you know, in life. And he's afraid that he's not good enough to be at MIT. And Brett, as a lot of audiences know, is a really great physical comedy actor. He has to do a lot of crazy stuff with explosives and fog and dry ice on stage. And, you know, he just really rolls with the punches and is really, really funny. And, you know, I think that he kind of starts the show for us. And then we have another newcomer, actually she's not one of my children, but Corinne Bupp, who barn audiences will remember from Arsenic and Old Lace as well, who plays kind of a lost child who comes to live with us for a little while too, and is really a lot of fun. So really a great cast. And like I said, Charlie, you know, always makes a great husband. Can't argue with that. Really enjoying working with him. And this is the first time I've ever worked with Lydia out there at the barn as a director. And she was fantastic, very organized and very intuitive in the way that she works with actors. Really, really had a great time with her. That's about the size of it.
Right. Well, you left out one son.
Oh, I did. Okay. I got to look up his name here.
We know which one's not your favorite.
Yeah. Well, he actually kind of is because he's the last one to go. And he really is a sweetheart. Hold on just a minute here and I'll tell you.
Is it Andy?
He goes off to, yeah, Andy, I'm sorry. What is Andy's last name?
Griggs.
That's what I'm blanking. Yeah, okay. Andy Griggs. He is really sweet and really hilarious, and he is the first kid, he's the last kid to leave, and I won't tell you when he comes home, but he is sort of the sweetest one out of the three, and, really, I think as a parent, and like you, I only have one child, but as a parent, I can imagine that it's hardest to let the last one go, you know, and he's very cavalier, you know, as a lot of young men are about leaving, and I think it's probably the hardest for her, for Helene, to let him go, because he's just such a sweetheart, and that was her baby, and much like my family, there's a 10-year age difference between Andy and the youngest of the other two. So he was sort of an accident. And I was an accident, so I can relate to that. There's a 10-year gap between my brother and me. I remember I once asked my mother, because I have three older brothers, was I an accident? I mean, what happened? And she looked at me and said, none of you were planned. None of you. So, you know, it really is a very traditional American family. But I think the most interesting thing about the female character in this show is that she's really willing to admit that she does not want her kids to come home. She is really ready for them to get on down the road. And I think that's hard for moms especially to admit. I thought I did my job. Why are they all coming back? And You know, I remember when my brother's kids started leaving home. I was in my 20s, and I could not understand why they were so excited. I thought it was sort of ugly, you know, that they were celebrating so much being empty nesters. But, you know, I have a 16-year-old now, and I kind of get it. I can see the future. And, you know, I hope she comes home often. But I think we all look forward to the day when our kids are truly independent and healthy and happy.
I've read some of the, I got my journalism degree from the Larry King School of Journalism. So research is not my strong suit. But I did read that you've done this role before, haven't you?
Yeah, the very first show I did at Chaffin's 22 years ago, I played the same character. So now I actually am the age of the woman I play. And, you know, I actually have that midlife muffin top that they talk about in the show. Don't have to fake that. But I was 30 years old the first time I played Helene. And the guys that were playing my sons were actually, one of them was older than me. when we did the show. So that was kind of funny. Bobby Wyckoff actually played the role that Brett Cantrell is playing in the show. And a lot of folks know Bobby from The Barn and also now from Nashville Children's Theater and The Rep. And I think he and I are about the same age. So what can I say? I've always played the mom, even in like grade school, you know.
Right.
I was always the mom. So finally being a mom, a little bit later in life, I can see what all the fuss is about. It's a good job. I like it.
So what's been the aha between, is it just the life experience in between your first time playing the role and the second time playing the role? Would you say that was the big aha?
Well, yeah, I think that going back to what I said earlier, realizing that it's okay to want your space and that she really deserves it after raising three boys and kind of being, you know, in service to her in-laws and her own parents and the house and the marriage. She has planned for 30 years to have this moment, and then the moment is sort of taken away from her. You know, being in my early 50s now myself, I can relate to that, and I can see that how precious, you know, it is to really want that time back in your life. And, you know, when I was 30, I didn't know about that. All I could tell you was what it looked like, you know, mm-hmm. to raise kids, or what it looked like to, it reminded me of my mom, you know, back then. And now, gosh, I totally get it. You know, I look forward to the time when my daughter is of an age where, you know, I really can make choices about what I do with my time that are not, as you know, all about her school schedule or her soccer schedule or whatever. And you kind of don't want to admit it, but it's true. You might like a little bit of independence back. So that's something that really resonates with me now. And of course, if Maddie hears this interview, I'll deny all of it. But as far as she is concerned, I live for nothing but her, which is, you know, what all teenagers believe of their parents. You know, I think I probably believed that of my parents until I was in my early 30s. I'm really fortunate, I think, to have this experience, to have to come back to a role that I did 20 years ago. I don't know many actors who are fortunate enough to do that. And this is a really funny show. People get it. They like it. They laugh right away. It's really an easy ride as an actor because it's so well written. Lawrence Roman, the man who wrote this play, also wrote a favorite from the 60s called Under the Yum Yum Tree, which people will remember Jack Lemmon starred in that movie. And it's hilarious. He wrote a lot of screenplays in Hollywood and a lot of teleplays and was just a terrific comedy writer. So it does the job, and it does it really well.
Just as a sidebar, didn't he write kind of the sequel to this one?
Mm-hmm.
With the grandkids come back or something?
You know what? I don't know if that ever saw complete fruition. I think it was in the works, but I'm not sure that it ever really, got off the ground. God knows if it did, they would have done it at Chaffin's. Lydia Bushfield, the woman who directed this play, she played Helene the last time they did it. Before that, Martha Wilkinson played Helene. And then I had done it, and then somebody else did it once before me. The show was written in the 80s, so... but as you know, Chaffin's is going into its 50th season next year. Mm-hmm. So, they definitely do shows that they know their audiences are going to enjoy. And this is always my favorite. So they definitely, they pull it out every few years because people look forward to the ride.
We should have a Helene convention and you guys can all talk about your experience playing the same character.
I'm telling you. It is funny. It really is. And I think it's the treat for the guys, too, to come back. Like, Bobby Wyckoff was waiting tables out there on opening night. So he got to see Brett play the role he did 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's crazy, you know. It's so much fun. As you know, as an actor, you walk in the door there and you just know you're going to have a great time. The people are terrific. The audiences are there to have fun. They're not theater critics. They are there to have a good time and a good meal. And there's a very loving atmosphere in that place that I've always really appreciated.
So speaking of coming out and having a good time, how long does the show run?
We run through November 15th, and it's Thursday through Sunday nights, Sunday matinee, rather. But we do not run on Halloween night because we're all scared. We don't want to go out. So we will not have a show on the 31st, but we do have a matinee this weekend. And show's at 8 o'clock. Of course, if you're going to eat dinner, you want to get there, 6:30, 7 o'clock at the latest. And I believe the website is dinnertheater.com. You can go online and order tickets and get more information. It's just a lot of fun. That closing date is a Sunday. So we have a matinee, that 15th. We've had really good houses, really good number of people. So come on down, they say.
Outstanding. So I'll have that ticket information that you just mentioned on the show notes page for this particular episode, www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Well, thanks, Benita.
Thanks, John.
When guests can't appear in the studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the Download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
All right, so that's it. I'd like to thank actor Benita Allen for stopping by via Skype today to chat about Alone Together at Chaffin's Barn Dinner Theater. So ticket information we discussed about in the body of this podcast will be found on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableds, @I, inexplicable, D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, we may have to see someone about a pig in a web and something named Charlotte. I don't know. We're going to try to get someone from NCT to talk about Charlotte's web. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
That's a detergent.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality WAV files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at Magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.